Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
I tell you, man, some beautiful songs, I tell you. This is Nqobile Sibeko. You know, this album, she had just released it when she survived an amputation. Amputation on her legs, man. And then we went to a ladies' retreat, and it was cold. I think Jabulani remembers. And she was singing there, very same album there. And a beautiful song this is. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. We are talking about conviction of sin, what it is even all about. Izinto esiyisola ngazo sezwa uNkulunkulu esitshela ukuthi yabona la Ray wenze kabi. Jika mntanami yeka. Tsiketa. Yaba yekela ke la. Ngoba awenzi kahle. Sonke kukhona lapho. And it is good to talk about it because this is a law osabambelele sonweni ukuthi amara bangiboni man. Ngizasulumlomo man, ngizasulumlomo man, uyabona. Shaka iwani lapha na the white semamloyi akekho umuntu ongibonayo. Ekhaya kusemaboluka. Yaza wazo Satan izinto zakhe uyazi arrange yaza. Uma uyenza leyo nto leyo mamilodi kanti uyodlulisa umuntu ukwenzisa lento lela abeke omunye wasemaboloka yazi mabathi isikhukhuni sibona ke sibatalali isibatalali is giving is cool kabi ngoba naye usuke efunani ke lapho uyayibona
yeah
bese kuyabonanwa ke hey matata sicapheleni now I'm also looking in the word of God. And Acts chapter 24, verse 25. Now, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Remember Felix, Ekulmano Paul.
Yeah.
And he was afraid. He became afraid. Conviction of sin, it's when one starts to become afraid. And I can put it, it's when the fear of the Lord comes upon you and you start to see, Uguti, but I have wronged the Heavenly Father. And I need to change with regards to this. Manje Felix ngoba yena bekaye unduna nkulu governor. Wathi ngizabeka sinye ischedule ngifake enye appointment kuthuze. Which is a mistake that many of us make. Uthini kanlesi Paul?
Indeed, from this, what Felix did, it was unfortunate. It was playing with the opportunity to repent. There are many of us who think there will be a better day to repent. Remember, when you hear the word of God today, don't harden your heart. In other words, we need to be acting urgently towards repenting to God and coming back to Him, say, "Sorry, Father, we've wronged you." Because this is life that we have. It does not depend upon us. What Cain did in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, would when God asked him, "Where is your brother?" God knew exactly where was Abel. In other words, he was already dead. But he wanted to give the opportunity for Cain to grieve, to repent, to be convicted. Exactly. When he came to Cain, "Where is your brother?" That was an altar call. Say what you've done before I say what I've seen that you've done. But what he chose no. You lean room forward. Of which many of us in Jalum from this. And no mongun egvezel amatuba uzizi. Lee not lend to each other. I cover all your tracks. What Zacchaeus in front of Zacchaeus, Agua and Zanyatanda, when people they judge him, but Uchesion Genaganjanga Zacchaeus. ngoba yisoul. What Jesus did, yo, it's powerful for
me.
If I believe uthi Jesu makangena kuye uyivumela yena uzakeni uthi ngiyayijoyinti imali Jesu
aeyo
ngitheke ijoyintile ngiyibuyise seyiphinde kane. In other words, uma engena kazake uJesu nesitula ahlala kuso, I hope udake wayesijoyintile omnyawoconfessa because i-convention is where you confess your sin. Not being asked or cross-examined, this is kind of too far as this is hard to do.
But
you know, it's a simple thing. You know, I'm going to get a bull. No, I can't wait to go on time. And I'm going to ask him, there's an opportunity for this guy. And he tells me, so conviction is when your heart is being broken, you grieve. Second Corinthians chapter 7. For a godly grief, produce a repentance that leads to salvation without the regret. But a godly grief produces death. That is why in our days, sinamanda mane godly grief that leads to salvation. Now, mutabona guti, you not keep it serious, man. Bangbona ng nefika nje, kasle kasle.
Ikuni
suguti, ay man, agna fika next. We are understanding, munda pendu ay ungulungu. Aba nyimfundi, fabe ne world grief, lakona smuti, yengathi ngiyabatshela sithi hayi sokuyo ayisenye ngichazela uNkulunkulu phambili la sekhona asikho isikhathi sokuchaza repent now or else you will perish.
Repent now or you will perish, you know, and the choice is yours. The choice
Definitely.
Is yours. Absolutely. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Conviction of sin is what we are talking about, but also we are taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hello there, hey.
Hey, Budwami. Hey, Gabanda, yung. Hey, Gabanda, ne.
And he says, of course, son, the Cape Town, go kitchi, snow, and it is all that combi see.
Oh, he says a food mina ngiti dlulile madodo. Aw unkosi.
Eh, na izolo bakukhombisile kuindaba. So Monday, Tuesday le call front iza ngapha phela.
Aw mara yazi umuntu sekathi uyobuyela yogijima futhi kungcono nginomele lokugijima namhlanje hard.
Kodwa iwinter iyavalelisa manje phela.
Ya akusiyi cold ye winter le, yi cold yokuvalelisa ke le ngempela.
Yeah, yokuvalelisa ngempela.
Yeah, yeah.
Ngoba ngapha izolo bekuyidust amazenka phephuka ezinye
ungasasho phela. Hawu Nkosi. Hey, hawu kahle bo. Yo,
ngibolise nakuzinceke uzami lapho uPastor Khadebe noPastor Dominic, uJabulani Dominic. Siyabonga. Ngoba nakubanda kanje ngiye ngibuze ngithi hey kungcono la so besanela khona kuyabuya kungubu.
Sebajwayele kufana nabantu abahlala entasinga endaweni bathi kusemakhazeni ngale kweWitbank uyabona mawudlula uya eMiddelburg. Ah Nkosi yami
sema bajoyela
bobi la
ziyabuya.
Itopic brother, children of God, we must not deceive ourselves sithi singcono. Singathi I don't have anything. We must always humble ourselves because God is opposed to the proud. We must acknowledge our shortcomings, Bazali. Njengoba ukhulume ngalo mfundisi lona lothena wathi. Yazi most of the time now baba ekhaya or abafuni abancane abafuni bakutshela ukuthi uwe uyinkosana la fanele beze ngawe.
Fanele beze ngawe shema.
Because it's a longer kulunga. And always you must pray to God to present major spiritual crisis kithi bazari.
Yeah.
Ngempela singabantu benyama negazi.
Ngempela.
Yeah. We are what we are by the grace of God, my brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ngoba manje sibona abaholi abaningi they are taking credit for what God has provided. Isono nalobo. Ukuthatha obukhulu buka kaNkulunkulu ngokuzishaya isifubo.
Ubugebengu.
Yebo, brother. Sibone sengathi thina njengabandla singcono kunezwe esiphila kulo.
Hey, Nkosi yami.
We must always acknowledge Jesus Christ ekuhambeni kwethu nasekuhlaleni kwethu futhi khona isitshana esincane nje ulimi brother lincane kodwa hayi liyamosha
hey ulimi madoda
ulimi lengenye indlela brother ngoba ungathi uhamba nje udriveka kahle kufika umfana nje na aku-overtake abrike imoto uzobona ngolimi soshezi izinto so usheze izinto kanti umuntu astarte imoto akushiye khona lapho
ezinganavesi ya ya
ya
ya hey madoda
bantu bayibona imoto bathi hey phela hey umjampisi wafyuma le mfundisi ule ababa le
ya ya hey phela bayasaza abantu uyabona
ya
hey uvele ufyume bathi hey ngiyacala ukumbona kwate kanje uRay
sokumosela ilanga uyohlala lapha ahleke ushisa ngiyamahlaya ahleke ngawo lo muntu masikhathele ukuthi ulimi lethu silisebenzisa kanjani brother
ngempela
we must not use our tongues to put others down brother
yeah
masibe isibonele kubantu
esihle
ukuthi siyibandla likaJesu Kristu yena owathe inkosi nomsindisi wayehlala ngokuzehlisa njalo
ngaso sonke isikhathi
ukhumbula thatha indisha amanzi ethi bafundi bakhe ufuna ukugeza inyawo balwa bathena thina fanele sigeze yona no kumele ngikwenze lo
yeah if I don't do it then you don't partake with me eh
yes
hey madoda
yeah ngiyabonga kakhulu ngetopic my brother uNkulunkulu anibusise kakhulu to God be the glory
all the time God bless you my friend thank you so much for calling in we love you
God bless you too my brothers
Awuzweke siyabonga thank you all right we're taking your calls let's hear what you say hello there hi
great things Maruti how are you sir
very well and how are you sir thank you for asking
I'm well look I'm calling from the northwest province
welcome Mokhaitso
in essence let me give you a little story
yeah
one of the things that happens in the body of Christ is that people are not honest.
Yeah.
Honesty saves a man, a woman, a boy, a girl.
Mm.
And to be frank with your life and yourself and the public and anybody benefits you. One of the things that I think is crucial in life is setting up boundaries.
Yeah.
And securing those boundaries as though they are your lives.
I hear.
Sometimes people think that we are rude and or we are terrible when we refuse women to call us privately. Or when we refuse people to come to our houses to see us privately.
Yeah.
It's because we don't want to commit sin.
I hear you.
We have seen stories of men of God falling into sin or all manner of nonsense because of who they allow at their gate.
Hey.
The Bible speaks of gates.
Yeah.
A lot.
Absolutely.
You need to protect your gates. You need to protect your car. Who sits at the front seat of your car on the passenger seat when you drive?
Yeah, man.
The reason why we don't want to lift women when we drive is because some women, they don't want lift. They want us.
Hey.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't want who we are. They want to take away the anointing, the focus, the eyesight that we have.
Yeah.
Be careful as a man who you allow in your house. Let's leave a house a little bit. What about your housekeeper, the one who cleans your house? The one you call a nanny?
Why do we have those people, by the way?
Not to say they are wrong.
Mm.
You must remember, there's a time and a need for a nanny.
Yeah.
You know, I had a certain bishop. He said, look, a nanny becomes beautiful when he serves you. And this is a bishop of many churches. He said, but I asked one of my mentors, and I said to him privately, why don't you have a nanny in your house? He said, look, I noticed other men of God that the nannies take the position of Mamrud.
Yeah.
After some time, this woman starts, you know, changing, dressing in a provocative manner, and your eyesight is moved. Look at the stories of, for example, David.
Mm.
He went home to relax at the time of war. We know that. I don't think he was planning that day that, look, today I'm going to see a naked woman.
Mm.
But what happened to David? David ended up committing adultery, even killing the man of this wife. And simply because he didn't guard his gates.
Mm.
What you don't guard, someone is going to intrude.
I'm
you know, we talk of, you raised an issue earlier on, or Sukukunin Sibona Gisabatala.
Yes.
The question is, have you taken stock as a man of God to analyze why other men of God fail? Have you taken stock as a believer to see where the attacks of other men of God start and how they are launched?
At what time
are they launched? For what reason? And who are behind these attacks?
Yeah, man.
And I'm not talking of men of God only. Let's take it the other way. Even a girl in church can be faithful to God. Very faithful. Pray, even pray in tongues. But she is targeted. Immediately after church, someone is going to come and propose her. Because they want what's on her life. How many marriages have broken today because Christians are not protecting and guarding their hearts? The Bible says, guard your heart.
Yeah.
Because out of it comes issues of life.
Of life, yes.
Now, not only are you supposed to guard, and I'm not using this term per se in a security term. I'm talking of spiritual intelligence.
Yeah.
For you to know when you are targeted and going to be harmed. Right now, let's do an analysis. How many churches are under attack? Believers. Let's talk of presenters like yourself. Who's after you? Who's after that calling upon your life? And what are you going to do? Because, you know, you allow me to use, you use the provocative word, say cocoon. Who's cocooning after your life? Who is battling right now?
Yeah.
I don't know the word which I can use, but who's doing that? Analyzing your life from a distance and say, look, if I can use this strategy, because Ray likes this, if I can use this strategy, I'm going to enter into Ray's life. And I'm going to destroy Ray. And within 5 years, I would have finished with him. And I'll go to my next target. You know, we live as though we are not targeted. And it's untrue. Paul said, I had enemies within within the believers. Men within and without.
Yeah.
He says, my enemies are even my brothers. David spoke of such instance. He said, look, those that I thought were my friends have become my enemies. Job also spoke of such. He said, look, those who were my friends now have turned against me.
Absolutely.
So the question is, how vigilant have you become? The more we mature, the more we must raise our discernment. It's necessary as a believer to know what's next.
Yeah.
And not to say that we will know everything, men of God. We don't know everything in life. God gives us glimpse of eyesight. You can see when things happen. You can also, let me use the word feeling, but in the spiritual realm, we can't use feelings. We have to use this word discerning.
Yeah.
Who feeds you? Why did David say the Lord put, prepare the table in front of my enemies.
Hmm.
I mean, not away from your enemies, in front.
Yes, in front.
Just in front of your eyes. You know, you are watching your enemy, but you are eating.
Eesh.
And you're thinking that this is my friend.
Hmm.
That some of them are enemies. May the Lord help us. May we raise the bar of discernment, and may we not be so easily gullible. It's not everyone who loves us. Jesus said he's sending us as sheep among wolves. We are surrounded by wolves, and the sooner that reality sinks in a believer, the better.
Yeah.
Accept that you are surrounded by wolves, and also that, you know, or the day you fall, your name is going to be sung around South Africa and beyond.
Amen.
You will be on newspapers.
I know.
Isn't it? Everyone will talk about you as though, by the way, they are angels and you are the only sinner. I'm not condoning the sinning part, please.
Mm.
But I'm saying, watch out for your life. Paul says, the Bible does explicitly tell us that live this life with fear and trembling.
Mm.
Because some people, I can assure you, say they will never come back to the Lord.
Mm.
They will say, they will justify and say, if this man of God has fallen,
amen.
Ahan, I'm not going to church.
Renarbo,
you are going to be, you are going to be the reference of the most sinful person ever lived. Drunkards will call you, they will refer to you, prostitutes will refer to you, all manner of people who sin will refer to you as the reason why they can't come back to the Lord. And we must stand up, live a holy life, faithful, shine brighter, guard this light, and shine also on top of the mountain. Thank you very much, men of God.
Wow,
for your time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you, sir. We appreciate. We are taking your calls. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And I can tell you without a doubt that much of the time, you know, we become those kinds of people who really take this for granted. And it's truly something that we need to look into and tell ourselves as to where we stand, you know. Where is it that we stand? Are we standing right? Are we standing wrong? You know, are we standing firm? Or we are just superficial, you know, when something is just not deeply rooted. You know, we should always ask ourselves these questions so that we can be able to come to a realization of the true facts of the matter. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
There you go, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit. And here we are. And thank you to Zengazi. Zengazi says, good evening, family. Every day when I pray, ngiyacela intethelelo yezono zam. Engizaziyo nengingazazi. Ngoba siyona ngemicabango nezenzo. nangemlomo ingakho ngithanda uSam 51 ungangemuki umoya wakho oyincwele. Eish, ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa. And here's another one, Lamla Luj. Iti, the Bible teaches us that our Lord Jesus Christ took the nature of a human being. He also was tempted in every way, but would not fall into sin. Absolutely. He set a powerful example for everyone, you know. He set a powerful example for everyone and showed everyone that it is possible. If he told us that the things we see him doing, greater things shall we do. Now, it is indicative that we can do even far much more than we think if we follow his example pronto. If we follow his example according to the way, you know, that we are supposed to, then I know, Uguti, we are actually coming to the very true aspect, you know, of truth with regards to the very issue of salvation in the true sense. You know, I really put it across to each and every one of us, which is his bag. You know, let's look at ourselves and see as to whether are we standing firm, are we standing right in the manner in which we need to stand, or have we gone astray to such an extent that we have, you know, neglected the very powerful thing, which is the word of the Lord. We really need to look into those things. 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322. It's a Sunday feel. Lulu, Savior. Remember, this song was done by the Spinners, ne? Yeah, man.
So wherever I go, working here and there, I always talk about him. Here's the reason why I do what I do, the reason why I'm up and about. I'm here to lift up his name, make his love known. This is my life, it's what I'm living for. And ever so often I get those funny looks. People thinking I'm crazy, cause I talk about them so. I often look them in the eyes, and I square up my shoulders, and I go on, and I go on. And here's what I have to say, is my Savior. Don't you know? About him, and oh, what joy to know the changing lives. This is our life, it's what we're living for. We're the elderly folk that we meet along the way. The question always is, what do young girls like him know about it? You run along now, don't you got girly things to do?
Maya. Lulu Tigana. Savior, the name of the song, the late Lulu Tigana, then, of course, a beautiful song, I should say. We trust and believe the Lord is doing you good, taking your calls. Hello there, hi. Riteng le kae, Papa. Papa, skovela tovela.
Man of God, runajalo ka kere, kere la shiichi ki bulimi.
Amen.
Our standing with God is not right at all.
Mm.
We no longer preach holiness and Pentecost.
Mm.
Our standing with God nowadays, see, it's like the book of Revelation, we are lukewarm.
Can
it, because now, even if you can check now, the church of today, no wonder me moeba palakarona, because you want to experience a dinko. For an example, I alcohol. The body of us need alcohol. We preach the same gospel instead of to return, like in the book of Hosea, it is time to seek the Lord. We have to return back to the root, the root of the gospel. We need to stand right with God.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322 or 012-333-8699.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Now, check it out. Conviction of sin is just like remorse. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21 verse 17, I see we are using David. And I'm going to bring this also about David. David said to God, "Was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued." Remember when David numbered the people against the will of God. Remorse. Remorsefully so. It's when we feel the remorse. Conviction of sin makes us to be remorseful. What say you on this one? Sipo.
That's very true, Fundis. We need to be remorsed by God's Spirit leading us into repentance. There are times whereby people, Fundis, they want to convince us with what makes them to have done what they've done.
Mm.
And that's why it does not make somebody convicted through sin with no stand wrong.
Mm.
There are many people in cases in South Africa, Fundis, people accepting, having that remorse spirit, thereafter, we can talk of the grace, we can talk of anything, but that portion from this year, he understand the danger and the hurt that he has already committed and the crime. Mm. From this, if I have a sign of remorse, it's a crime. Stop it. That is why it's important. We need the heart that will always able to repent, lessen the cost. Then you tell me the very topic, and I'm saying, good, let us stop fight for our reputation at the expense of our soul. Look what Saul did when he went there. Umebuyum prophet, did you do all what God said to you? Would you make and say, yes. Said one, don't sing the said, no, people said I must spare some of it so that he can make sacrifice for God. Then, in other words, he stand for his reputation with the sword. So, would no man bang as and go by impose and balalel at the expense of his character. No man, character yake, I vez would yam lalel grubo. Abanabandu from it, abatendu, abazisoli, abagbona babuenzile, imo, abacabanguti, umabanga vuma, easel zobashed. How so Pendura no had dead? How? Because I'm nice, so good. Can the spine of remorse issue good? I easily understand and accept what I've messed up. Please give me another opportunity to repent. Listeners, remember, there is no redemption beyond the grave. Mm. When the Holy Spirit makes you good, be convicted, please do so humbly, so that you can inherit the eternal life through Christ Jesus.
Absolutely, absolutely. We really need to become those kinds of believers who say to themselves, yes, indeed, you know, before the Lord, this I have done, and I have done, it is wrong. I shouldn't have done it this way, you know. You know, I shouldn't have done it this way. All right, Jabu, let me bring this to you. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 11. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed, you know. This kind of mourning is when one sin has consumed them and they start to see how they had sinned and they mourn unto the Lord. It is a conviction of sin by a kala gunkulunkulu because of what sin has done to them. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. Also, you know, that mourning that is brought by that that conviction of the heart, it's really like something that we need also to really always check, especially with our lives today. Whenever God is convicting us of our sins, do we mourn? Do we cry to God in repentance so that He can be able to really pardon us and forgive us and cleanse us? Mm-hmm. It's so sad, you know, how we have really made sin common. You know, I'm sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, because, you know, it's like some of the doctrines that we've listened to, they've really caused us to really disrespect God to the point where sin is just a common thing that you can just do, and we know that there is grace. Mm. We know that there is, you know, God who can just, you know. But that thing, the remorse that you are talking about, it's not even there.
Mm.
It's not even there. The cry that you are quoting in Proverbs 5:11 there, the anguish, the groaning, that it's not there because, you know, we've treated sin as a common thing. You know that you can just sin today and just rise up, wipe my mouth, and just say, sorry, Lord, go back to church, live my life. You know, we've really made it so common. But we need to realize that really this is, God is still the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Mm.
As you said, that sin is punishable by death. Still today, sin is still punishable by death. I'm not scaring anyone.
Mm.
The result of sin is still death. So that is why when we have sinned, we should be peaced in our heart and show remorse and groan, you know, and cry out to God for repentance, actually for forgiveness.
Yeah.
So that we can really, that's the way that we cannot go back to our sins.
Mm-hmm.
We always go back to the same sins because of, you know, we have treated sin as a common thing, as
yeah.
the church of today, as the believers of today, you know, compared to like the olden church, which really understood the consequences of sin. That is why they could cry, they could fast, they could be able to really approach God, you know, like in groanings and mourning, just to ask for forgiveness of their sins, you know. But where is it with us? You know, it's just a normal thing. Even in Jeremiah 3:21, it says, a voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the sons of Israel.
Mm.
Where is the weeping? Where is the supplication?
Mm.
Because of the sin that we've been convicted of by God. We've treated sin so common, up to a point that even when God speaks, we are not peace, we are not convicted. So, but today may God break our hardened and stony heart to a point of groaning and mourning and supplication in repentance of the sin that we've committed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just before we go, it's still a Sunday feel.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hey, Babongi there. Hello, sir.
Hello, Pastor Ray and everybody. Okay, yep. Pastor Ray, actually, I was going to say, you play nice music. You are multi-talented. You could have been a DJ. But my special plea, I wanted to be private, that why don't you compile a volume 1, volume 2 of gospel for people like us and you?
I will
because
do that. I will do that.
Election, Mana, you have a talent. I've been listening.
I will do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will do that. I grew up with a friend of mine. He was a better DJ and he became world famous, man. You know, Bob Mabel, sure. I grew up with him and then he became famous. I became the preacher. He became the jammer, you know.
Yeah, but it's still there, the talent that can pick it up. I've been following you. You like Lulu Tigana and the sound and your selection. But
Thank you.
The spirit, I see you growing. If you can release one volume, the next I am telling you. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. I appreciate. Thank you, sir. All right, a bit of this.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
We are concluding everything, man. We are concluding everything. I trust that as we do so, you are blessed so much in a mighty way. And I want to say to you, you know, it is good that we talk about these things, man. It is good that we talk about them. Words, final words. Before we get to that, next week we are talking about spiritual purity. Eh? Being without deceit and being guileless. Without guile. You know? Yeah. We're talking about spotlessness. We're touching that next week. And what's your final words? Let me start with you, Sipho.
Mfundisi kunamavesi la iBhayibhelini athi ngakhuluma nawe kusanesikhathi kodwa ulalelanga.
Eyi madoda.
Bese linye lithi kukhona indlela ebukeka inhle emehlweni omuntu kanti isiphetho sakho nokufa. Bese liba khona elinye lithi lokhu umuntu akutshalayo yilokhu umuntu aza kuvuna. Elokugcina lithi likuizala phela lithi ngabe bahlakaniphile ngabe bacabanga ngesiphetho sabo.
Ya.
Lalela uthekhaya. UNkulunkulu mekubizele ekuphendukeni uyazi ukuthi ngale kwethuna kukuphenduka. Uma ethi siphenduke manje, we have been given the golden opportunity to come to God and say sorry and repent. Because beyond the grave, there is no redemption. Christ came in his planet so that he can be the mediator between us and God, so that we can be found unguiltily. Found being in the grace of God, found being forgiven through Christ. So if our life does not accept the truth that God makes clear to us, definitely we are in for the high jump. So let us all repent.
Let us not be like Esau, man. Esau, in Hebrews 12:17, for you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing,
there was no
he was rejected. For he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. We must not arrive at that time, you know. Jabu.
Amen. So, you know, like God is speaking his word, and his word is powerful to reach the heart. So as we are all hearing God speaking, you know, let us be able to acknowledge our sins. Confess them in repentance and God will forgive us and will accept us and will redeem us and will give us peace, and also we will live a free life. You know, in Psalms 51, verse 3, the word of God says, "For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me."
Hey.
If we haven't confessed our sins, as God convicts us, our sins will forever be before us and condemning, you know, and causing us to live a guilty life.
Yeah.
So let us go before God in repentance, in acknowledgement of our sins, and confess every one of us, you know, as we hear that. He will forgive us, and he will redeem us, and he will cleanse us. That is conviction of sin.
That is conviction of sin. Thank you so much to both of you. Sipo, pass our regards at home, Baba. Ubatshele ukuthi hawa. Ngivaranza ngo.
Ngizokusho kanjalo mfuni uma bangibuza kusho ukuthini ukuthi let them phone you and explain it to this, but anyway.
Ah, ubatshele ukuthi hayi, ubatshele ukuthi uSipho omkhulu phela, mina nguSipho omkhulu. Ukuthi ubathanda kakhulu, you know? Just like as they say, you know. Ngivaranza ngo. Batshele ukuthi ngibathanda kakhulu mfowethu.
Kakhulu. Hayi, ngoba ngizisa mfundisi ukuthi hayi uphayisa mndeni. Ngisayiphosi. Yile ukuthi hayi lokhanya le yakho.
60. Yeah, ngisayiphosi. Yeah. Jabu, my friend, my brother. Ngikuranza ngo.
Ah, ndolibuka kamanda.
Hey, hey madoda, wabele wayishaya. Wayishaya khona la kufuneka khona ke. Wena ndoda yakithi. Asibonge nje. Hey madoda. Asibonge nje kakhulukazi nayo ke indaba. Sizobonana iviki elizayo. Inkosi inibusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Amen. Also my brother, people, God bless you and all the
people. Amen.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the words of encouragement, man. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the views and the wisdom. I've learned so much tonight. I hope you did. We give the Father, the Creator, our Savior, our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach, we give him all the majesty and the honor. We bless his holy name. Shalom.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.